You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Roy says that it's fine if he'd come in for an interview as long as we don't talk about politics.
Yeah.
Nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to do top politics here. But, so this is not really political. Joe Biden. man, it's incredible. It's been a couple weeks since you've been here. I can't believe how much has happened. We always say, gosh, there's a lot happening. I cannot even begin to recount what we've missed in the last couple weeks. Because I think the last time you were in was right before the debate. Yeah. And so since the debate has happened, it's like the whole world, and I'm not talking about the United States, because it is United States politics, but it affects everybody in the world. Yeah. How much has happened in the last couple of weeks? It is insane. And now the latest thing, and I'm just going to throw the latest thing at you, because there's so much we could catch up on, and we will just have to in subsequent weeks, because I'm doing an hour show now, and I'm still doing 2 hours of prep, yeah, like an idiot. Joe Biden has COVID. Yeah. What do you make of this now?
It gives him an excuse to self-isolate, in quotes.
Okay.
He needs downtime. He needs to back away, and they need to, the people around him need to figure out what the heck are we going to do. It's hard to do that real time when you're front and center. And the only excuse they're going to have to get him, last time they used the debate prep.
Yeah.
Was where he disappeared.
11
for,
days.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I shouldn't have traveled so much right before the debate.
Yeah.
And then stopped doing that for 11 days to recoup.
So this gives him...
Nobody's going to question.
He's an old dude. Yeah, he got a virus. He's got COVID. So it gives him that shield to disappear for a few days.
Right.
And
yeah, go ahead.
And it gives him the, because then it leaked out that he said, I guess, in private to somebody that if he got an illness, you know, that would affect things. It gives him an out.
Well, I think he was doing an interview when he said that.
Yeah.
So I don't
so
know.
So it wasn't in private.
I don't think it was in private.
But it gives him an out right now for some cover. And it gives him an excuse if they inevitably decide
well, that's,
to pull out.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm asking you, though, because that's the both roads. Some people are saying, well, he's got COVID right now so that he can disappear for a little bit and then come back and go, yeah, you know what? I am really having to reconsider my health. Maybe I should step mm-hmm. down. That's one theory.
Right.
That's not mine. I still think, and I could be wrong, but I still think that he is fully intending to be the nominee and run for president, and this is a way to step out of the limelight for 10 days and avoid everything going on. Don't have to do any speaking engagement. Ah, you got COVID. You got to isolate, right? Then, after what, a week or more of doing nothing and being completely isolated, he's like a week away from the nomination. So I think it's just eating up time where he's out of the way and nobody can call on him to do anything, and it's a sympathy thing.
I agree with you. I think we're on the same page on the first part.
Okay.
It gives him cover. I agree his inner circle probably is thinking the way you're thinking. But you had Schumer come out and say they're going to delay the nomination process or something.
Oh, I didn't see this.
Yeah, so they're, well, the virtual
okay.
part of it.
Well, because they, and this was always a question, whether they were going to do it at the beginning, and so the convention would just be kind of like the RNC is right now.
Yeah,
which are,
they did
which
it is, first.
Yeah, they, yeah, you already knew. Or at the very end of the convention, which is what they traditionally had done.
Right.
So he's saying they're going to do it at the end? Is that what?
He's just saying they're not going to do it at the beginning.
Okay. So to give it more time is what that
right.
is, it means. Okay.
So, but here's the other part of that. I think even within the Democratic Party, they're split on since the assassination attempt and this all this other stuff that's happening, it's snowballing out of control, and they all see it. And I think there's a group who are saying, who even 5 days ago were saying get out, are saying now let's not waste another candidate. We're going to lose anyway. Just leave him in.
Oh, I see what you, I've never, okay.
And,
I haven't
and,
heard this.
And let him lose. And then we don't have to waste another candidate. Not like, I don't think even the Democrats think losing Kamala losing would be a waste because she couldn't
She's
win
not
anyway.
Going anywhere anyway.
But there's the down ticket stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they're really worried about. And so leave Biden in. He's going to have his loyalty and the anti-Trump people. If you throw in a Gavin Newsom with all of the bad press that's coming out of California, mm-hmm. you throw in Kamala, you throw in some strange person out of nowhere, people aren't going to show up on their side, which will affect the down ticket. So I think there's a camp of even people who were very, like, almost over the fence saying, get out, get out, get out, are now saying with the other stuff, as you mentioned, that's happened in the last few days, they're like, stay in, because if you lose, it doesn't hurt us, down ticket, and we're not out a candidate.
Wow, that's okay. Hey, it's why you're here, is to bring the news, because I have not heard that theory at all. Although things are changing day by day.
Right.
I mean, that could have been something that you're like, yeah, Tuesday they weren't saying that, but Thursday they are.
Yeah, right.
But I will agree with you on one thing for sure. They don't have a great backup. You know, everybody's like, oh, we got to bring in Gretchen Whitmer. I'm like, Gretchen Whitmer?
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom? These people aren't good candidates. Josh Shapiro keeps being thrown around.
Yeah.
Like, he's the governor of Pennsylvania. Like, that's your guy. Who is this guy?
Well,
maybe he's great. I don't know. If we're a Democrat, anyway.
That's the other side saying, okay, if he leaves or we get him out, Kamala moves up, Shapiro becomes her VP.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
So, I think that's, if they think Shapiro could be something down the road,
they're not going to waste him.
They're not going to waste him.
Man, it is a wild ride. I think sometimes, you know, I have no idea what my career holds. Media is just so fickle. Like, mm-hmm. I've been in 4-5 different media outlets before this. And I keep thinking, man, I don't know how long I'll be able to do that. I'll do this as long as I can,
mm-hmm.
because I enjoy it so much. I can't wait to someday say, yeah, hey, grandkids, I was in politics. I was in political talk radio from 2018 through 2020, whatever. And they're going to be like, whoa. Like, yeah. I hit it right at the right time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just amazing how fast this stuff is happening. And before, here's the thing. It was crazy. And people were starting to just be kind of glazed over by how crazy it was. Mm-hmm. And then it stepped up five more notches to where you just couldn't be glazed over about it anymore. You had to participate in this stuff. I was getting texts. I mean, this is stuff that I'd love to, we'll have to break and talk about this other stuff maybe next week. Mm-hmm. But there were, I'm getting texts from people on Saturday, last Saturday, mm-hmm. because my show, so the show airs Saturday morning.
Yeah.
All this happened Saturday afternoon, and I was on the road. Like, I was on a vacation by then, because the Sunday night version is the repeat of the Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't, I would have come in and done the Sunday night live,
mm-hmm.
but I was on vacation, and I was like, I can't, I'm with my son, there's nothing I can do. But I'm getting texts from people I haven't heard from in years going, hey, dude. Are you okay? I'm like, am I okay? I'm fine. The president was almost assassinated. But it was like it was hitting them, and they wanted somebody to ask. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how to express this. I know you're kind of close to this. Everything okay with you? Like,
right.
Like, yeah, man, everything's good. Let's be prayerful, you know?
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.